Menachos Perakei, Mishnah Tes, 5-9, the last of the Perak. And now we're talking about those two voluntary menachos that are baked in an oven. So again, we have two types here. We have the chalos, which are like Sephardic matzah, sort of a little more thick, like an unleavened but thick. And then you have the rakikin, like crackers, if you will, which are like Ashkenazi matzah, which is like thin and, you know, and brittle. So if a person makes a commitment to bring a mincha that was made in a tanur, in an oven, so he could bring either of those two things. But if he says specifically a tanur, then it has to be a kind of tanur. If you recall from, like, say, in famous Parakira and Shabbos, they have different kinds of names, different names for different sorts of ovens. A tanur is like a conical, it's like wide on the bottom with a fire at the bottom there and like sort of narrow on top, almost like a furnace. It's very hot. There's a shelf to put things, like a stove, but they would cook breads like on the side walls and like it would get very hot there. That's a tanur. There are other kinds of things. I don't know where to use in English to not confuse things, but you have like the kupach, which is smaller. You have the kira, which is like less hot. It was like wider. So if a person says he's going to make a mincha specifically in a tanur, then lo yavi ma'afe kupach. Then he can't bring a mincha that was prepared in a kupach, because that's not a tanur. Kupach, like a small oven. Uma'afe ra'afim. Similarly, he can't bring it if it was baked on ra'afim. Ra'afim are like tiles, like ceramic tiles. So this is, you know, like a, I don't know what the word is in English, but the, you know, the bread should be cooked on the sidewall of the tanur, not on like a hot ceramic tile. And if it does, that's not called a ma'aseh tanur, you wouldn't be yotzei. His commitment with his neder was to bring it baked in a tanur. Similarly, uma'afe yoros ha'aravim. Same goes, this is even harder to translate. Literally, Yoros Ha'aravim, it means like the Arabs' cauldrons, the Arabs' pots. But what this, because a yore is like a pot, and then, of course, not an oven. But what actually this thing looks like is there's a hole dug in the ground. It's lined with like clay, and there's a fire inside the hole in the ground, and the bread is cooked on the side of the walls. So that's very similar, in fact, to how a tanur cooks bread. But it's not a tanur, it's something else that's called the Yoros Ha'aravim, the Arab yore. And therefore, if one prepared his mincha in that, no, he's not yotzei because if he committed to bring a harielai to batanor, some made in a tanor. Rav Yehuda Omer imratza yavi ma'afa kupach. Rav Yehuda says, come on, the word kupach isn't the same as the word tanor, but a kupach basically is a little oven. I mean, it functions the same way, and that's good enough. That's his suggestion. Although halacha doesn't follow Rav Yehuda. No. It has to be a tanur, what people call a tanur. Now, if a person says, Harei alai mincha ma'afeh, he says, I'm committing to bring a baked mincha. So he has two options, right? He can bring either a chalas or a rakikin. Now, at all events, when you make your voluntary mincha, you divide it up into loaves, like 10 sub-loaves from the isaron. So the question now is becoming, good, since the word minchas ma'afeh, baked, can be either chalas or rakikin, are you allowed to divide in half and bring 5 chalos and 5 rakikin? Is that okay? So says the Mishnah, Harei alai minchas ma'afeh, if he says I'm going to bring a baked mincha, lo yavi mechetze chalos v'mechetze rakikin. No, he may not, says the Tanakhama, he may not bring half of the batch as rakikin and half as chalos. He can do either or, 10 of either one he wants, but not 5 of each, because that's the whole batch of the Yisroel done the same way. Rabbi Shimon matir mepnei shehu korban echad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, since there's the two, I'll call it halves, the 5 loaves plus 5 loaves, are part of a larger Yisroel, all baked in an oven, everything is good. However, again, halacha is not for Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is that if you are going to commit to bringing an oven-baked mincha, you can choose chalos or rakikin, but then you have to bring in all of one of those two types as 10 loaves of that one type.